Video: suspect confesses murder during Facebook Live prior to killing ex-wife, then himself. By Amy Furr on December 13, 2021. A man from Maryland reportedly shot his former girlfriend in Baltimore and later murdered his ex-wife, confessing on Facebook Live prior to turning the gun on himself. 44-year-old Raja E. Sharif Black admitted to murdering his former girlfriend, Tara Labang, Saturday while he was outside the Columbia apartment of his ex-wife, whose name is Wendy Natalie Black, according to the video footage, the New York Post reported Monday. "I just did something crazy, man," he said in the video. "I just shot my ex-girlfriend in the head, yo. Felt like a dream. I never thought I would be that guy." Black told viewers he was upset about child custody problems with the two women, adding that he could not go to prison. "The person that really started my depression and all of this is my ex-wife," Black stated. "So, she next. And then I'm going to do myself, too. But I just wanted to say this to people: don't play with people's emotions, man. Don't lie on these men." His ex-wife then appeared to enter her doorway, according to the clip. "Oh, here's my ex-wife right now," Black said. Authorities said he fatally shot her before pointing the gun on himself. Their two children were eventually located uninjured in his BMW outside the apartment and are now in a safe environment, NBC Washington reported. Investigators believe Raja E. Black came to Columbia after having just committed a domestic homicide a short time earlier in Baltimore, the Howard County Police said in a press release Sunday. The department offered more information about the case during a news briefing on Saturday. According to the Baltimore Sun, the man had posted on social media about working as a nurse anesthetist. Police in Baltimore identified 41-year-old Labang on Monday morning. A neighbor who asked to remain anonymous said her Ring doorbell captured the sound of 6 gunshots when the incident happened. Officers later learned about the Facebook video where the man spoke about his plan to commit another killing and alerted the Howard County Police. In its press release Sunday, the department said the investigation was ongoing and more information would be released as it became available.